Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What was the worst gift you ever got?
When you got me no gift. Nothing. Not anything. Not dinner.
No, that was your birthday.
Yeah, nothing.
But it's not Christmas. I bought you.
It doesn't matter.
Christmas every year.
You said, what's the worst gift?
I'm glad you've got over it, though. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of Couples Quarantine. And incredibly, could be the last episode. We don't know. I've tried to be Christmassy. Chloe's got a Christmassy onesie on. First of all, how are you, babe?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. A little bit frazzled. Just trying to get everything done. Obviously, 2-3 podcasts, a book, 2 coaching platforms.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, it's been like absolute carnage this December. I think this is probably the busiest December I've ever had. But I am aware how lucky I am that I can actually say that, because I know that a lot of people out there are really worried and struggling right now. So it's a good thing.
And obviously a lot of the people's plans are going to be changed and hammered, so hopefully Couples Quarantine will bring you a little bit of light entertainment. Our plans have been thrown into, well, fucked into a cocked hat, I think is the expression.
Yeah, so they put, then everybody was all ready and excited to see each other for Christmas, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. And then all of a sudden, James's family's in tier 4, my family's in tier 4. So actually, we're not seeing anyone.
Yeah.
But us, each other and the dog.
But it's absolute carnage. Now, the dog that's normally running around, we actually took him to a dog shop for the first time, Pets at Home. That's not a plug for Pets at Home, because we paid for everything. I think Chloe spent, well, I'm not even going to say what she spent.
Too much.
But he's now, we took him for a big walk, and he's now perfectly sleeping in a bed like an angel. You know, like they say they've worked with animals and kids. Well, he's been unbelievably well behaved. But Chloe, do you want to tell him what you bought from Pets at Home? Because you've turned into the mad dog lady, and this will really encapsulate it.
I bought him a little scarf, which I'm not going to lie, makes him 10 times funnier than he's ever been.
And it actually matches his coat.
It matches his coat. It's got a little bobble on the end of it, because you know how they tie through the middle? That's how they've made it look. And it's got a little bobble on the end of it that's the exact same colour as his coat. So it suits him to a T. It's like grey and white knitted with a little kind of beige ball.
Yeah, lovely. Anyway, great attention to detail.
I also got him a flat cap.
Like a little posh tweed flat cap.
A little posh tweed flat cap, which looks absolutely fantastic on him. But if we put it behind the ears, then he gets very grumpy. So he's not wearing it right now.
But we did manage to get a couple of great photos, because we live in a world where if you don't share it on Instagram, did it really happen? And of course, we bought these ridiculous outfits to just put them on and see whether people like them. But you've also bought him a collar with a miniature bow tie.
Oh, yeah, because Bertie, I mean, we didn't name him. We inherited him as Bertie. And so I just think Bertie wears a bow tie.
Bertie does wear a bow tie, apparently. Also, it was our wedding anniversary.
Yes.
2 years together. Apparently you get less for murder these days.
6 years together.
Two years married, so six years together. Do you want to tell everyone what I pulled out of the bag?
Yeah, James took me to one of our favourite spots in London. It's a hotel called the Lanesborough. It's very traditional, and it's not... Fancy is the wrong word. I would just go with traditional. When I think fancy, I think like the Ritz, but it's not like that. It's amazing. And then we had dinner, and then we had a massage, and then he smoked cigars in the gentleman's garden room all night.
And Chloe drunk tequila.
I got really drunk.
So I went to bed, my sweet, sweet love, relaxed, had breakfast in bed, and we were back. And then we had another plan. I planned something else for Christmas, which was going to happen, but then London went into tier 4, and the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
And now where we are.
You booked Dorchester.
I did book the Dorchester.
That's a fancy hotel.
But I think it's like...
Just in case people are rolling, James and I don't give gifts. What we do is we do like a night in a hotel and a dinner.
Experiences.
Yeah, because we're not really... James A doesn't have the time or the knowledge of how to give me a gift.
Well, I do. I do. It's something thoughtful and kind. And I do listen to stuff like gold jewellery.
No,
I like a
romantic evening.
Yes.
And then, and for you, I just can't buy you gifts, because you have everything you want and you you know, you make more money than
me. I've got everything
in
you, babe. That's all I need.
Yeah, so date nights are our thing.
But we were going to do a drinking game with Christmas, right? We were going to get steaming a shot of beer on the hour, on the minute, every minute. But unfortunately, old Foodle Man's over here has not been that well, and we don't think combining a huge drink off is a great is a great idea. But we've always got a theme of this show, which was all about Christmas, Christmas nightmare, presents nightmares, and then we're going to do a bit of business as usual. But we left off last week's show with Chloe. Well, first of all, if you've listened to the episode, please go back, or haven't, please go back and listen to it. But we're coming up with names, and I came up with a couple for dirty movies, Temple of Poom, Raiders of the Lost Arse. Chloe, we were talking about some serious matters, and the whole way I could tell Chloe's attention wasn't on the show, because she's like straining, and like when a kid goes off into the corner of the room and does a poo, Chloe's face was that, and she came and went, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Boob. Right.
I actually think that sounds like a riveting movie.
Yeah, I mean, a big goblet of boob. It depends. Right, I don't know. But how big is a goblet? But then you finished
Madonna
off.
Madonna made a career out of goblets of boob.
She did. Road cones of boobs. What did you finish with, though?
Oh, Star Wars, Return of the Japsi.
Return of the Japsi.
Which I actually thought was the best one
ever. It was great. Now, Chloe, I want you to give me a thumbs up on these, because we've got these sent in.
Is this from Ollie?
Well, we're not, yes, this is from Ollie.
This is from one of my clients, and he literally messaged me when he did it and was like, just so you know, I've sent a great list of...
Okay, are you guys at home, let us know. Please tweet us or Instagram us, Couples Quarantine Pod, Couples Quarantine. You'll be able to find us with the funny red caricature drawn by... I can't remember.
Angry Bunnies.
Angry Bunny illustrations. Fantastic guy on Instagram. Right. Forest Cum Dump.
Oh, that's a bit... Ugh.
I find that would probably be a gay movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be for gay men.
Do you watch gay porn?
No.
Have you ever?
As if you fucking, on the Christmas episode, have come
porn.
At me for that.
I've watched gay
porn. Yeah, I mean, like this, I've seen it. I've gone into Prowler a few times. It's on the cameras. You can't,
I love
you can't,
Prowler.
You can't not
see it. Anybody who's not from London, comes to London, go to Soho and go to Prowler. It's such a good
but
show.
Do you know what? I had a big moment because the Jurda's Dad calendar, which I talk about in my autobiography, What a Flanker, great Christmas present. But it is a very famous calendar. It was the biggest selling calendar in Europe and the biggest selling gay calendar. And I was on the front cover of it when I walked to the Prowler the first time. And I was looking at some sex toys. Just a real big sort of butt plug for myself. I'm joking, it wasn't.
I thought you didn't have sex before me.
I didn't. I was thinking about it, like just prepping. Right.
Research.
Like, you've got to research. Yeah. Like, you know, like, let 7 years to be a doctor, but don't let you doctor for at least a couple.
They don't let you doctor. It's not a verb.
Doctoring is a thing. It is, actually.
To doctor.
Yeah, to doctor.
Are you doctoring right now?
Oh, I'm doctoring. I'm doctoring would be to fiddle with a document. I'm doctoring a document would be to... Doctor a passport with or doctor a no yeah
anyway carry
you know
on
what I'm saying. So anyway, I went in there, and when I came to buy what I was buying, the guy was doing a double take. He went, "You're," and I thought, this is a big moment for me, because no one ever recognised me. "You're, are you on the front cover of the calendar?" I was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "Lads," all these people like perusing, tight pants, huge dillies, like everything, came and stopped, and I had a little moment, I had a little photo with everyone. It was a big day.
Yeah, you're the happiest when you get gay attention.
Oh yeah, because it's such a compliment. Women wouldn't even piss on me if we're on fire.
Why
men
do
give
you
me
keep
absolute,
saying
because
this?
I don't get that. You've seen who's interested in me. And it's, you know.
You're very attractive. I get comments on Instagram all the time, like, Chloe's so lucky.
Well, I get comments all the time, how lucky I am with you. People always like,
everyone's like, shut the fuck up and move on.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Good, yeah, heard it before, good.
Edward Penis Hands. I imagine that'd be a game.
Like a date
again.
With him.
Wait, this is a bit of a niche one. Reservoir Dogging.
Great, and great movie too.
But I reckon Reservoir Dogging would be for those people who used to send in their pictures of their vagina and tits to like Razzle or Escort for 20 sheets. You know those big pink, big red vaginas where you got shaving rash?
Like, I'm just thinking of all the Reservoir Dogs now.
Debbie from...
Dogging. Mr. Pink, how appropriate.
Oh, Debbie from Norwich with a big fanny, big fat vagina. We're getting paid 20 sheets.
Why does she have it? What makes your vagina big and fat?
Well, no, it's just, you know, because they're bigger ladies... You know, and they've got a big sort of. They got the.
So offensive.
No. people who listen to this, fuck off. People who listen to this, right? Who know about Escort and Razzle back in the day? Knave Club, right? All these porn.
Knave,
yeah, Knave.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't come up with. I'm not in charge. I wasn't Paul Raymond. I'm not making up these porn mags, right? Escort was the one. So you get a copy of Escort. You get like Deb. You get like Claire from North Hants, right? and she picture of a vagina, but she, oh, she's a bigger lady. It's a big old vag, but it's got shaving rash. It's red, so it looks like a big smack. Yeah,
this
you know
is
what
the
I'm
most offensive thing.
Chloe!
Right, let's
Chloe,
move on.
Right, okay, fine. Fucking write in. Tell me I'm a can, but it's true, right? Batman instead of Batman.
Oh, fine. Great. Good. Simple.
Combinator.
Great.
Bend it in Beckham. Imagine that's another
I think
game
a few
movie.
People would like to do yeah. that.
Top Gun.
Great. I like the easy ones.
Escape from New Pork.
Don't get it.
Escape from New York. It was with...
No, I know, but what's New Pork?
New York. New Pork. Porking bird. Porking.
Not a fan.
Okay. The Coming Man. So the Running Man.
Good.
Uncle Fuck instead of Uncle Buck.
Very good. I like these simple ones.
This is terrible, Ollie. You're going to hell. Bloodsport.
Very good.
Van Damme movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what? One year I went to Spain, and the Spanish is quite fruity, and I went to a Spanish porn establishment, I was there and I was looking around, and I didn't even know that like period play was a thing. That was shocking. And then I didn't know like period play with like women putting needles through their boobs was a thing.
I know a female celebrity. There's a story about a female celebrity and at a party, and one of my friends walked in and there were two guys
yeah.
and her, and it was a blood sport.
Right. No, I'm not.
And they
that.
Told me about it,
not
and I was like, all I've ever wanted to do is ask her about it, and I never will. But I want to be like, how is this a thing?
I know, it's terrifying. Right. Do you know what the worst porn title of a name video I've ever seen? It shocked me to the very core of my existence. Granny incest period porn.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That was a cover of a porn title I saw.
There's not one part of that that I couldn't relate to being sexy.
Never wanted to knock in a granny.
Granny porn. Freshgrannies.com.
Fresh grannies.
Yeah.
Fresh grannies. As opposed to like moldy grannies.
I know a couple of guys who are into a granny look.
Grannies.
Yeah. Not like old, but like older.
I mean, those are cougars.
No.
MILF, cougar,
no,
and the York
no,
granny.
No, a cougar is a MILF and a MILF.
Granny,
cougar.
I'm talking about kicking a Zimmer frame away.
A cougar and a MILF are the same thing. Yeah, I don't mean like granny. I mean like sexy. Okay, so I know somebody who is like, she's in her 70s. She's beautiful, glamorous, and cool as fuck.
Right.
Like that kind of granny.
All right. The breakfast chub. Should get your chub on. Another word for erection.
Oh yeah, chub. That's a very American thing, isn't
Porn
it?
Porn tune, as opposed
very
to
very good.
Tune.
Very good.
Coming to America.
Good.
Very good.
Great film.
Pile driving Miss Daisy, maybe my favourite.
That's very good.
Cum juice instead of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, not good.
And my favourite of all, this wasn't put in by Ollie's, Beverly Hills Cock.
Very good.
Very good.
So I like those ones. Top Cum, I thought was great.
Top Cum.
This is Couples Quarantine.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Couples Quarantine. Now, I know Chloe, you've been snooping around and actually worked out a little bit about what's going on today, but this episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens, a comprehensive nutritional beverage.
Yeah, with so many stresses in life, it can be really difficult to get in enough fruit and veg, aka micronutrients that our bodies really need. But this is where Athletic Greens can help you out. Their daily all-in-one greens powder is easily added to your day-to-day life with zero worry or fuss.
Do you know what? It's actually really tasty, because some green supplements are a little bit ugh, but Athletic Greens does an awesome job packing in 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, including multivitamins, minerals, probiotics, green superfoods. I know I sound like an absolute keto scientist here, but of course I read the boxes. Mm-hmm. It was my daily reading for the day. It also increases energy and focus and aids with digestion and supports a healthy immune system, all without the need, I won't believe this, to take multiple products.
Athletic Greens is one formula based on the latest research, investing in absorbable and natural sources of each ingredient and going above and beyond in third-party testing to ensure that their customers receive the highest quality supplement.
It's lifestyle friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free or gluten-free, no thanks, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. And I've tried this and I agree. I give it my Haskell seal of approval.
So right now, Athletic Greens will support your immune system during the winter months, and they're offering our audience a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit the link today. You'll basically never have to buy vitamin D again.
Sorry, did you say a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs?
Yes.
Can I claim that?
I'm sure you can.
I know it's insider trading, but all you have to do to win this incredible prize is simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and join health experts Chloe, athletes, me, and health-conscious go-getters around the world to make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, for the Slow Reader Group, simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
This is Couples Quarantine.
Obviously, we put out a few things on social media as to what people's worst gifts were. We've had some pretty interesting ones. I mean, Chloe, if you'd like to, I've circled the ones that are interesting.
I think we should start with our own.
Oh, fine. Yeah, good idea. What was the worst gift you ever got?
When you got me no gift. Nothing. Not anything. Not dinner.
No, that was your birthday.
Yeah, nothing.
But it's not Christmas. I bought you
it doesn't matter.
Christmas every year.
You said, what's the worst gift?
I'm glad you've got over it, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you've got over it. Definitely haven't forgot, you know, like harboured
no, no.
that.
And I quote, I have more important things to do. And the more important thing that he had to do was DJ.
How important is DJ? Don't tell Carl
not
Cox
important.
He's got important shit to do.
You're not Carl Cox.
I'm pretty similar. People have said. People have seen me and gone, oh yes, oh yes.
You are a big man, I'll give you that.
You're welcome.
You're not black, so there's a problem number
Look
one.
How cute the dog is, yeah?
I know, he's so sweet. Yeah. You're also not a mega superstar DJ yet.
No, but I am a mega superstar in my own mind.
Fair play. You are a mega superstar.
I'm absolute
sportsman.
Chloe, please. It was a joke. I'm nothing like Carl Cox.
No, sportsman.
No, I'm
in
not.
That
no, I'm not.
Sphere.
No, I'm bloody not. But I like where your head's at. Do you want to know my worst present?
Pillows that your ex gave you, and you were like,
yeah, but I haven't told that story because you we started.
James tells the story all the time.
Right.
Who buys somebody pillows?
Right, let me explain. Right. Chloe's ruining everything. Such a bitch. Okay,
really boring story.
It's not a boring story. So, okay, imagine this. Right, I've been with someone for a while, and I decided to go big guns, throw money at the problem. You know, I didn't want to think about it, so I thought
there wasn't a problem.
The problem of like, what the fuck do I get?
Okay, fine.
Right, so it turns out there was a lot of problems.
There was a big problem at the end.
There was a massive problem in the end, and she broke up with me 6 months later after cheating on me. But this isn't even the one you're thinking about. This is the one. So I had bought a Chanel quilted handbag for her, gone all out. Those of you know that.
Can I also just say bravo? Yeah. Because there are very few things that you can buy somebody that are guaranteed to stand the test of time and never be a bad buy.
Yeah.
And a Chanel quilted handbag is very top of that list.
Do you like one?
You can never go wrong with that gift. I don't care for handbags, but no, if you gave me one, I'd be like, holy fuck.
Fine. Noted.
Such good taste.
Everything. This is recording. Right. So anyway, first of all, I gave her a stocking. I've talked about ultimate gifting. Chloe might ask me about that later, but put a really caring stocking together.
Will Chloe ask you about
that? She might do.
Sounds thrilling.
Yeah. And I'm not even drunk enough to do this. So basically,
I'm quite tipsy.
Are you? You've only had a sip of beer.
I know, but I didn't have a big breakfast.
Oh yeah. So basically, right, they've done a stocking. I put her stuff down. She's emptied the stocking out and gone, is that it? No, and not knowing there's a fucking handbag under the tree that cost a fortune.
Can I just intercept at this point in the story?
Yes.
James always references this girlfriend as like they never argued until the end when they broke up. They had this like kind of fairy tale romance where that never
Chloe,
a rude word.
I think
was
time has made it has altered it. It was a fucking nightmare the whole way through.
How is that? How is that not one of the worst things anyone could ever say to someone when you give them a gift? Is that it? I mean,
that's what I mean.
Vile
I know. What a cunt, right? So.
Lily, you're over it.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and I was like, in my mind, if you've ever seen the movie Star Wars, I wanted to choke her out with using the Force, just kill her in front of my parents. Not a problem. Just go.
Did she say that in front of your mom?
Yes, everybody. It was the most awkward. I was like, you're going to hell, and I would happily chop your head off now in front of everyone. And do you know what? My mum and dad would help me hide the body.
Yeah, they would. Violence is not the answer, people. But carry
unless on. You can use the Force, and then it's fine.
Oh yeah, there's no evidence.
There's evidence.
This person just randomly dropped dead.
She died. Throat closed, and she died. and then basically, she then proceeded to give give me my big present. It was big presents on the tree. I thought, oh, she's going to do well this year. She gave me pillows for a bed. Not pillows like neck pillows, like temper pillows, like neck support pillows. The pillows that you use like, for ornamental pillows. The thing that women cover beds in, the unnecessary shit that I cannot understand you would ever want, like extra bed covers.
Isn't there a stand-up routine about this? I think there is somewhere. Pillows on beds, and you're like, get rid of it. Or maybe it's a scene in a film.
It is, yes. It's Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly, Ben Stiller.
He's like trying to make the bed, and she's like, make the bed, and he makes it. And he's like, fuck the pillows, and she makes him stab the pillows.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. So I opened them as pillows. I was like, you're for the new bed? I was like, yeah, thank you. And then she got the handbag, and then she was blown away, and then she broke up with me six months later. So that was...
Then why did she break up with you?
I can't remember.
I can. It's in your book.
What happened?
She was cheating on the tennis instructor.
Oh, yes.
So clearly she was a great person. Yes. I'm so sorry that you had such a wonderful fairy tale romance at the end. sounds like hell.
So those were our presents. We asked out the audience, who is ever growing. Thank you so much for all of your support. And we can do a little recap as well on what we've liked. You know, I'm going to ask Chloe, put her under a lot of pressure, a bit like Jeremy Paxman. Paxton is the guy that makes stuffing. What?
I kind of fancy Jeremy Paxman.
Do you?
Yeah.
I look nothing like him.
Well, I don't look anything like Beyonce.
I don't fancy Beyonce.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, I mean, that is very
exactly
cool. Right.
You know, I'm the only person I know that doesn't fancy her. I think she's amazing, yeah, but I don't I don't.
That's fine. You don't have to.
Everybody loves her.
You don't have to fancy her.
I just get confused. What am I missing here?
You don't. That's not every. You and I don't fancy a lot of the same people.
Yeah, true.
Go on, right. I fancy your sister. Joke. Right, go on. What were your responses?
Obviously, can you not tell, just with 5 seconds of listening to me, that I come from a whole house of men?
I think you just gobby anyway.
Gobby. Okay. The worst present that you've ever been given. Herpes.
Wow.
Yep.
Happy Christmas. A plaster cast on my ex-boyfriend's willy. This isn't actually a thing, right? So if you go to sex shops or online, you can do something called clone a willy, which you do at home using plaster
Paris.
Have you
done it?
I have.
Fuck off.
I have.
Who got the gift?
It came out. It looked like... it looked like... If you've ever seen the movie... what's it called? Labyrinth, with David Bowie, God rest his soul. There's a bloke in it called...
Oh, God. I mean, can we just all take a second?
Yeah, he was the boy, wasn't
he? He was just everything.
There's a guy in it called... the main character's... Right.
No, I don't care. Just tell the story.
No. He's named Gobble or Borok or Golok. It looked like his nose with the vibe.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it now. You tell the next one.
And so what, you didn't give it in the end?
I wasn't give it. It was just a bit of fun on a rainy
ironic
day.
That's ironic, because when you think of that, you would think that the penis would be drenched in foreskin, if that's how it came out.
No, I'd moulded it without using a measuring jug, proper stuff, hadn't rested it, and it was just terrible. I was like Blue Peter.
Who were you giving it to? Please say it was a girlfriend.
It was
a
girlfriend.
A
yeah. Happy Christmas. Just give it to my mum. No, that's rank.
After the end of the day. Now, I know I'm not going to come home with you tonight, but I'd like you to take this in my place.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Oh, Hoggle. It looked like Hoggle's nose in Labyrinth. Jareth is David Bowie, and Hoggle, please get Google Horror. Look, it came out looking like Hoggle's nose.
Oh, you look a bit like Hoggle.
I don't know if you can see Hoggle right there. Anyway, right, what have you got next?
Okay. My boyfriend's mum got me Femfresh wipes.
What would you do if my old dear got you Femfresh wipes?
I would think you'd had a conversation with her, and I would be mortified from her and from you, and I would absolutely ask the question behind closed doors, why?
I did once have a partner who used to have snail trail underwear, and mum made a comment.
Your mum made a comment?
Because she'd obviously left them on the floor. Mum came to clean the room and was like...
That's not very nice of your mother.
No, didn't make a comment to her.
Oh, made a comment to you?
Yeah,
and was okay, fine.
You know, could she not... I was like...
It happens sometimes.
It does.
Women will tell you. I'll tell you right now. Sometimes shit like that happens.
Yeah.
Just like, I can't think of any boyfriend I've had who hasn't left a skid mark.
Yeah, apart from me. Apart from me, cheeky cat. Right. At 16, my girlfriend sent me a t-shirt with her wearing a picture of her wearing fishnets, and she opened it in front of his parents.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Just fishnets.
I imagine just fishnets.
I mean, I don't know if I would care. The thing is, right, you know when like people like all photos get leaked of them and stuff and they freak out? If they've sent the photo, if the photo hasn't been taken of them, but they've sent it to this person and then it's leaked, which by and large tends to be what happens here, right? I don't know that I would care if everybody saw it because I'd be like, yes, I have a body. Yes, I have a sex life. And I sent this photo because I thought I looked fucking banging in it. So actually, like, why do people get... I don't mean to be insensitive. I get why people would be upset. But I'm also like, you like the photo because you sent it. There's nothing wrong with being naked. You have a great body. And there's nothing wrong with being sexual. Especially when it's, like, to their boyfriends or husbands or
something. But the issue is that you girls don't just take one photo. You take 30 before you choose the right one. And then a lot of them, maybe the offcuts get left in iCloud. No. The stuff that would end up in the cutting room floor gets all published.
Well, that I would be mortified.
That's what I mean.
No, not that photo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I would just be like, guys, I'll just, look, just promise me you won't put that one and I'll give you a better one.
Yeah. Well, I like it, but I don't think you have a choice because it's some Russian pervert slash hacker.
Yeah, I think if it's a hacker, you don't have a choice.
That's what
if
I mean.
It was the press, there would absolutely be a game
of course it would.
Yeah,
of course it would be. An umbrella, now obviously an ex-partner. Give me someone an umbrella.
Yeah, that's pretty shit. Unless it was like a designer umbrella. Like if you got me a Chanel umbrella, with like a black one with like the big white Chanel emblem, I'd be like, that's sick.
Unless you gave me an umbrella like Penguin has out of Batman where I can rotate it, hypnotises people, fires guns out the end of it, or uses a helicopter.
Why have the new Batman films not had Penguin in? Because he's without a doubt the
coolest. Is it in the new one?
Oh, is he? Who's playing him?
Senor Penguin.
The guy from Happy
Pingu.
Feet.
Pingu has progressed from kids movies to actual movies.
Have you seen the duck in Nightmare Before Christmas that with like the rotating head?
Yeah, terrifying.
That they open in the morning.
Yeah.
That could be anyway. Right, an extension lead, and it wasn't funny.
a saucepan specifically for making sauce. A saucière is the guy that makes sauces in a restaurant. Just letting you know that.
Very good.
I'd quite like a saucepan, but I don't know how to make sauces. Even though when I've cooked your meals, sauce and stuff.
I'm aware that I cannot say this word. Is a saucepan not always just for making sauces?
You would think that, but I don't think so. There's a range of sizes and specific ones.
Penis-shaped pasta. I would take it.
What, the penis or the penis-shaped pasta?
Both.
Classic you. An oven glove and tea towels, very nearly used to suffocate the bastard. Oven gloves and the tea towels, like that is couldn't be more of a sexist thing.
Loads of soap. Men went through this phase where they would go into Lush in Covent Garden. I'm a Londoner, but I'm sure that this will apply to anybody in
the city. Right, fucking Dick Van Dyke. I'm a Londoner. Chim, chim,
chim, chim,
chim, chim, chim,
in the hat and the scarf.
Bertie, oh, what's that, Governor? I'm a Londoner. Calm down.
You hear my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
It was in heaven. It was like Nelson Mandela was chatting to Dick Van Dyke and they were like, he's still alive.
Still alive, I know. My dad wrote a porno. One of the best podcasts.
It's so funny.
Ever.
And it was like,
are we listening to that in the car later?
We should. Oh my God, I'm laughing remembering it. Let's see. Last year, I bought my boyfriend a Nintendo Switch and he bought me a neck pillow.
Okay. Right. I got absolutely wankered on Christmas Eve a few years ago and pissed up the tree and all over the presents.
Oh, I have a story like this. I have two stories like this.
Go on, then, fire
on. So, first thing on the Christmas tree, my dad... A couple of Christmases ago, my dad was filling up his car with petrol, and it was in London. It was icy and snowy, and when he went into the station to pay, he slipped on like black ice and fell down and like fucked his elbow, fucked his back so much so he ended up having to have surgery. Anyway, they gave him these like really strong painkillers right off the bat and sent him home. So he was drinking and taking these like super strong painkillers and he went all funny. Like me and my brothers were like sitting on the stairs watching him in the kitchen. And there's a few of us, like there's four of us in total, just sat there watching him in the kitchen. And he was just walking around the kitchen, like talking to himself, saying like mostly inaudible things. Then every now and again, be like, the fuckers have drunk all the gin. Me and my brothers don't drink gin. We just don't touch gin. So we were like, wow, dad's really pissed. Like, we didn't know he was taking painkillers. We're like, he's really fucked. Anyway, we went to bed that night. The Christmas tree was, as you would expect, green with baubles on it.
Yes.
Came down the next morning, the whole Christmas tree, and I mean every branch from top to bottom, covered in fake snow. And there were like four cans of fake snow. snow under the tree. And we were like, who did this? Like, when we all went to bed and we were the last ones in bed, like, what has happened? And my dad came down. He was like, this is so weird. Couldn't figure it out. But an hour later, he was like cooking Christmas lunch and he was like, oh my God, I've remembered what happened. He slept walked. It slept walked. Is that how, what's the past tense?
Slept walked.
Slept walked in the night, came down to the tree, took out these cans of fake snow that we had, but we decided not to use because we thought they were tacky, covered the whole tree in fake snow, woke up while he was finishing off the job, was like mortified, dropped the cans and went to bed. So he'd got up and done that, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
I love
hilarious.
That from your dad. I want to meet High Richard.
Oh my God, he's so funny when he's like I've only ever seen it once or twice, like, but it's when he like mixes painkillers with drinking. It's just so funny.
Terrible combination.
And then, nobody do that. And then another story, once my very first boyfriend, Ben, I woke up.
You never quite got over?
He'd go, no, we're good. So we were together for like 5 years and he was like a big like drum and bass raver. So he would like go out all night, and he left school at 16. So he would like go out all night raving. He was a club promoter. He had two really big nights in Manchester. Platoon, if anyone's listening and into drum and bass, I'm sure you know it. He had two really big nights and that was his job. I was still in school, so I had to go to sleep at like a normal hour. Once I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I could hear, like, you know when you pour water out of something and it like hits a hard surface, like I can't do the noise. Yeah. And I could hear it. No, it hits a hard surface.
Oh, fine.
It's like... Anyway, I woke up and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I looked around the room and I could see Ben in the corner of the room. And I was like, what was he doing? I turned on my bedside light. He was peeing into my mum's, that she'd given me, vintage brown leather mulberry bag. And it's never been the same.
Oh, what? Because it smells or it's been stained?
It's stained and it smells. Yeah. Well, I washed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was bad. Yeah,
fucked it. I mean, we've got a very good friend who was at our wedding, Master of Ceremonies. Won't mention his full name.
Robbie.
Stop gobbing people in. You're such a bitch.
Funny.
Robbie got steaming. Robbie and I used to go out on Christmas Eve evening every year. To a place in Ascot, and we used to get steamed up. Ugh, and I went home.
Rugby boys. We used to get steaming in Ascot.
Ascot, darling.
Fuck off.
Right. And Robbie went back that year and he shat in the wardrobe. And his mum came in and went fucking mad on Christmas Eve, called him a dirty pig, a home wrecker. And basically, the whole of Christmas was ruined because he shat in the wardrobe. He shat.
And this is like the best behaved person.
The nicest, best behaved, kindest, sweetest, most intense person shat in the wardrobe.
Intense.
Intensely kind. Sorry, what?
Yes.
Not like as intense.
I was like,
I'm a serial killer.
I think we're more intense than he is.
I've also got a couple of other Christmas nightmares of people who've done stuff terribly. It said, where am I here? A guy went back on Christmas Eve night to a girl's house and he woke up early and tried to do the grown-up thing of like sneaking out before she woke up, obviously, on Christmas Day. And as he was getting dressed, he noticed her dog was lying on the floor next to bed, furiously licking the inside of her knickers. It almost vomited and legged it out there as fast as possible.
That makes me feel sick.
Imagine that. Imagine that. It's terrifying. Oh, Bertie. She's like, ugh, don't talk to me about that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So yeah, buying clothes is always a bit of a nightmare, but there's a story here that I think is an interesting one, mainly from a man's point of view, not necessarily women's, but we got this sent in from someone asking about Christmas sort of problems. I was once on holiday with the lads in the US, and before coming home, was trying to panic buy something for the missus for Christmas. Couldn't remember any of her sizes, so found a girl in the shop that looked the same shape as her and asked her to try on some clothes for me. To my surprise, she said yes. She was keener than I thought, so I kept getting skimpier and skimpier in the outfits I was choosing. It was fantastic. Anyway, the missus was delighted with what I chose, and it fit perfectly. Massive Bryony points for me. James, what are your tactics for buying clothes for Chloe? Don't do it. Don't do it unless she's specifically shown you something out. Because that's the key that men always forget, because men don't really listen. Is you walk past and say, what do you like, and get specifics, and then go and come back to it later. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd never spontaneously try to buy any clothing for anyone.
I highly doubt that he told her how he managed to find something.
No, of course he didn't tell her how he managed to find it. Just
but skimpier and skimpier and skimpier. I mean, I would be fuming if you did that. Like, really angry. Yeah,
but maybe I was trying different things. Like, could you come back out on a thong? Just to see where it fitted. No?
Oh, God. See, this is where, like, in my internal head, I go sexist when I just go, I hate men.
Yeah. We know that. It's become abundantly clear on this podcast.
Isn't it so funny that I married the manliest of men?
This is difficult when you go around to your in-laws and parents and try to get away with a bit of, like, do you have sex in your parents' house?
I do, yeah.
At Christmas?
I do.
Like, even these special occasions, do you think it's worth, like, do you,
well, it depends on the house. Like, my parents are nowhere near my room.
Fine.
Nowhere near it. So it's absolutely not a problem. However, if we were wall-to-wall, fuck no. Absolutely not.
Do you have any advice, though, for people to survive this Christmas period with families? Because mums can get quite possessive of their sons, and being in a tight family relationship can be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to survive it.
Fine.
Be like water. Fluid, move, doesn't matter, not about you. Family dynamics are tricky even when they're your family. If you're talking about your partner's family, it's got fuck all to do with you. All the issues are set in stone. Don't take it personally. This is what I do with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Any drama...
Mm-hmm.
that I'm either involved in or just observing, just find entertaining, like just laugh at it, because it's got nothing to do with me if there's a drama kicking off, even if it's about me, because I'm like, this is just like so far out of my control. You just sit back and just laugh and also like enjoy it and be compassionate. Like, look, you know, this is my first Christmas with somebody else's fam. Well, it was going to be, because we're not doing it now, because everyone's in tier four. It was going to be my first Christmas with somebody else's family. Like, I've not had Christmas with my family before, but I've not been with anyone's family. And that would have been really hard for me. Just, again, personal fucked up reasons.
Yeah.
That would have been really difficult for me. But then I thought, you know what? It's Christmas. Do it with compassion. Like, go and make other people happy. Like, they're with their son or their daughter, and you're there, and you're all a family together, even if they annoy the fuck out of you. It's a really nice thing to do.
And their problem isn't your problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fix them, so, you know, their baggage and their shit is theirs, so
exactly. Just
gotta roll with it.
Yeah.
Now, we talked at the top of the show about us having a little bit of a review. We're coming to the end of 20th show.
Mm.
It's almost the end of the year. We won't be back until certainly... mid-January or end of January, if we are. What's been your highlights of Couples Quarantine?
I think the Russell Kane episode.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I've known him for ages. I knew him before you, but you got closer to him really quick, didn't you?
I always do that, like a creeper.
I always find it really... I love watching him do his stand-up. And I think he's so, so funny. And having him on Couples Quarantine being just as funny as he was in stand-up, like, I just thought it was such a pleasure to have him on, and I think he's fucking brilliant. And I feel sad for him that he is now getting the career success that he's been working so hard for so long, and now he can't work. I mean, I find that really, really upsetting. So I'm glad that we gave him a little bit of a window to just be his funny old self. What about you?
Do you know what's real? Look, I've loved every single guest. I think they've brought so many different perspectives on everything. It's made me think, you know, from Salma Elbadani's.
I think she was your favourite.
She's the antithesis of everything I am. You know, she's a strong feminist woman who has, you know, is very staunch values.
And has a strong religious background.
Yeah,
as well.
And I thought that was really kind of interesting. Those internal struggles, you know, being an outspoken Muslim woman, being, you know, sexualizing herself. That was really interesting. I love Sam Dowler. I thought it was brilliant.
Mm.
And there's so many misnomers about gay men and everything else. I thought it was really interesting. I think everybody's brought something brilliant. You know, Jack Whitehall, you know, revealing that his dad got so dehydrated he had to hold his hand while his dad shat himself silly in a forest somewhere. Everybody was fantastic, you know, including my best mate Paul Doran Jones, his wife Zoe. You know, tips for surviving, you know, children, how to keep the sex life going.
Everyone I know that listens to that said to me, "Are they like they are the dream couple. Like, are they really that dreamy in real life? And yeah. I was like, yeah, they are. They just, do you know what's so good about Doris and Zoe? They're just very independent.
Yeah.
Like, they do their own thing. They, like, they don't, not like me and you, like, they don't live in each other's pockets. They very much do their own thing. But at the same time, then they have kids together. So they have this big kind of tie, yeah. life together.
Yeah, and they communicate and really well as well.
Well, yeah, because remember he was saying he didn't used to be like that.
No.
And I don't know how she's done it. She needs to write a book for women, how to train your partner into being able to communicate. Because I can't remember the last time I didn't have a deep and meaningful with Doz.
Doz loves a deep and meaningful, especially after a few drinks.
Yeah.
But no, I look, I've really enjoyed the podcast. I think it's been really fun and exciting. And what's really blown me away over everything has been the amount of people who have written in. You know, every week, people have been writing to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. We're obviously still going to get the emails for series two if we do it. And I've been blown away by it. Blown away by the number of interactions.
You know, I love, like, how...
so many of these. This is all the emails printed out. I've got about 600 more.
Do you know what's so funny is that, like, everybody who writes in, it always says, love the show, love the honesty, really respect that you're just, like, balls out, just telling it how it is. Like, here's my story. I want to tell you my story. And they want us to read it out. And I think that's, like, the biggest barometer as to whether or not we're doing anything worth doing. Because, look, let's be honest, it's just me and you in front of a microphone chatting shit for an hour, chatting right? Shit. But that, to me, means it's worth doing.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's so interesting, then, that, like, the big brands and stuff are really terrified of couples quarantine. They don't want to work with us because they feel like we're, quote-unquote, controversial and offensive. Now, look, it is true that if you're honest, then obviously some people are going to find you offensive and some people are going to find it controversial. But the irony in that is that, like, honesty is the one thing that bands us all together. Like, it's so interesting. So I don't think we would have carried on doing it, to be honest, had it not been for you guys. And I'm so happy that we did.
Yeah, and the audience has continuously grown, which is amazing. And I think people are intimidated. There's a lot of people out there pretending. Just look at Christmas adverts.
Yeah.
Pretending that we're all running through fields, having the best time, no one argues, no one has problems, all, it's the best thing ever. It's not. The real world is shit, hard, difficult, families are hard, you know, everything's hard, and you've got to be honest about it. And, you know, people have sex, people smell, people shit, piss, get ill, and you've got to own it. Yes, you don't have to necessarily rub it in everybody's faces, but you can talk about it and bring, you know, shed light on it. And I think one thing we've done is hopefully, you know, brought some awareness. But what I wanted to finish with before we got one more question, which is really be directed at you, was we sort of wanted to do a mean tweets because we've had some unbelievable feedback on everything we've done, but we've had some incredible some mean tweets, and I'm going to read one and Chloe's going to read one, and it goes like this. This is on our iTunes. It's entitled Why.
I don't disagree already.
I'm already on board. Okay, so I've never made a podcast. Granted, I'm not a serial hater. Some podcasts are just not for me. But there is a point where comment is necessary. This is simply a pile of bilge from a couple of fortunate souls riding the wave of lockdown as the embers of their celebrity flicker. I don't think I ever regard myself as a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity either.
Okay. Celebrity is an opportunity for bringing change and compassion or just fun. Is it? Is it really? I didn't realise that was a thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is fun, though. So okay. That's a matter of opinion.
This podcast falls flat on all counts. Swipe away this dumb tripe from talentless and ugly people. I find it's personal.
I mean, I don't know that we're, you know, aesthetically attractive.
I don't think we're going to win any awards for, like, modelling.
But I do think you are incredibly talented because you've got 77 caps for England. What the hell does this guy have?
And I've got a consistent podcast in the top 10, but don't worry about it. Fine. You don't need to search for piles of quality. And yes, maybe hate is going to hate, but we're all better than this. Thankfully, for the next pandemic, these two will be useful for the family quiz where you try to remember the names of C-list has-beens.
I mean, I'll take it.
I would 100% take a C-list.
I want to be an answer on a celebrity quiz. I think I was an answer on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire qualifying question once.
Shut up.
Who's what celebrity couple's daughter is named Chloe, and it was Richard and Judy. I was like,
do you want to read that one? I love this, though. It makes me laugh so much.
Okay.
What's it called?
Awful.
You're welcome.
If you think being a man makes you supreme and you have no sense of equality, this podcast is for you. Aggressive language and outdated ideas form the basis of a shallow show.
That sounds like my CV.
I actually really don't disagree with a lot of it, though. But the thing is I have to agree. Why? But I listen to a lot of podcasts and I think, why? Shag Married Annoyed is number one in the charts every week.
Yes.
And I listened to it. I've listened to one episode and I was like, good for them. Not like that. I'm so happy for them that they did that. But why? It's just two people talking.
Yeah.
Same with, like, a lot of podcasts. It's like, Why? Yeah. But you just do it because it's fun. And exactly. If you get listeners, there you go. Nobody has to listen.
Don't listen while operating heavy machinery. Good warning. This kind of podcast that makes the listener start to question whether modern podcast technology is of a net benefit to society, or whether the old days of talk radio were in fact preferable in every way. Talk radio is still a thing, sir. The fact that this couple will feel the need to air this semi-therapeutic drivel is a sad indictment of the times we live in. They write really well.
Articulate.
You know, like all of them have written quite well, even though they're so angry. Right? I was driving a tractor at the time, and at one stage I was so mesmerised by the sheer idiocy of the conversation that I drove over a fence and into a wall, waking up from my reverie with a shock and reaching for the pause button before I did myself or the tractor further damage. Haskell is a very skilled podcaster. Thank you. When it comes to rugby, and some of his interviews are genuinely interesting, but this, well, it just isn't. I love it.
Now, I will say this. Water Flanker has a purpose. You have kind of people with a name or a reputation on. Yeah. You talk to them about their life.
Yeah.
I don't disagree that this is a bit pointless, but...
No, it's not.
Isn't that partly what makes it so easy?
It is, but we're also agony aunts. Like, how many people have written in problems? We're not, like, we run out of problems.
Yeah, well, we're not qualified.
But yeah, but it's like, I want it to be something fun, interactive, for to be people's agony aunts, for us to discuss stuff. I'd like to say we've got, like, a reasonable worldview. Like, yes, I come from a privileged background, we have these things, but still worldly wise. Like, I don't turn up to work with my fucking penny farthing with a silver spoon in and around my arse. I understand, you know,
life. No one would be shocked if you did that.
No one would be shocked. But I think we offer something different. And actually, some of it's quite funny. It's meant to be light entertainment. If you want to go to if you want real therapy, go to a fucking therapist. Don't come to the Haskells. We know nothing apart from being lols and drinking.
Just drinking through podcast.
Right, there's two more, and then we're done.
Rubbish. Pretty rubbish chat. First episode was all right. Second one was worse. Don't listen to the show if you need intellectual stimulation or even a good laugh. Presenters have no concern at all about using inclusive language, and they don't contribute anything to developing a better society. I wouldn't recommend.
What a terrible case of affairs. Right. I loved it. Thank you so much to all of those who took the time to write out such articulate feedback. It was. Someone's actually written... Sorry, just one more, because I know Chloe's right on her eyes, but someone's written, so cringe and horrendowdy... Right, which I mean, they're trying to write horrendous.
I like
and then horrendous. Someone's gone, disgusting. Right, let me read how they spell this. D-I-S-C-U-S-T-E-N-G. Teng. Disgusting. This was disgusting. So cringe and horrendowdy. I love it. Right.
Last question. Do actually have a lot of really nice
people. Oh, listen,
as well.
Of course we do, but they're not funny people being really nice, is it? Life's not about that. I like mean tweets. I really enjoy it. I don't think it's right. This is just an email, and it says basically 2 years have been together, let's say between 2 to 4 stone they've gained, and especially since March, lockdown, furlough, etc. I love going to the gym and being active, but my downfall is motivation, having the self-discipline to actually get up and out of the house. I try my best, but if my partner suggests not doing it, and the classic, shall we go tomorrow, I'm already in my comfies on the sofa. I previously worked in the fitness industry, albeit a while back, so I'm pretty good with knowing...
Albeit.
Disgusting. I'm capable of combining a simple program for me and her to follow. I want to be able to just crack on and hope she follows. I have heard you suggest to others about going to classes together, but my partner wouldn't do this in a million years because of how self-conscious she is about her current weight. I say that everyone is in the gym for a reason and no one is looking or cares about anyone else, but it doesn't work. I'd be grateful for any advice you can give us, me, to help us get on back on track. Thanks in advance and keep up the great work, Tubby Lesbian. I didn't, that's what she's written, like, that's on the document.
It's so funny how people talk about themselves and how, I don't know. Okay.
Because basically, the reason we're going to finish on that last question is that there's a lot of pressure, new year, new you. People are going to eat whatever they want, going to have Christmas rails, going to fall out, people are going to gain weight. What would be your advice? Because you're running your online coaching, and then you've got the method, Chloe made it. You've got all the stuff going on. You're the perfect person to give some sage advice.
Well, yeah, I don't want to use this as a platform to self-promote, but we have a ton of women and one lesbian coach at the helm on our group coaching platform called the EC Method, and we have loads of couples as well. Both same-sex couples and married couples. So, you know, if you just go on my Instagram, you could join up and follow it and we could coach you. So there's that. But aside from that, let's just park that for a minute. All you need to do is get like, it doesn't even have to be a Fitbit. It could just be a pedometer or something. You don't have to start by going to the gym by any means. Start hitting 10 to 12,000 steps a day. So just go on one or two walks every day with your partner. So she doesn't feel insecure about being in the gym with people. Start to tighten up your diet. I know a lot of people are really like put off by tracking calories, but honestly, if you want to have a bit more freedom in your diet, as in eat what you normally eat, but maybe just slightly less of it, or eat more than you've ever eaten before, but come out at an appropriate calorie intake for fat loss, which for women generally typically seems to be somewhere around that 1500 a day mark, cleaning up your diet and do it and kind of looking at calories. If you do these two things, you can have significant weight loss inside of a period of 8 weeks. I mean, significant, I know, because I do this for a living and I've done this for many women. When you feel comfortable to get to a gym, get into a gym and start lifting some weights as well as continuing to hit those step goals. And not only will you transform your body from a, you know, like a physique standpoint, an aesthetic standpoint, you're also going to greatly increase your immediate health and also your longevity of life and also your quality of life, your ability to fight off disease, survive disease. I mean, you're doing a huge, huge service to your body. And you don't actually, when you get to a point where you have lost the weight, although I would say focus more on losing fat, not weight, because the latter isn't a very good thing at all. When you have lost a significant amount of body fat, guess what? We can increase your calories and you can stop dieting. I think people think that they have to be on a diet forever. You fucking don't. That's the answer. So yeah, I would say go look at my Instagram, come on the EC method. I'm also taking a much smaller group of clients, just me, in January. So that's an option.
And sometimes paying for something makes you accountable.
Yeah, every time I've done a plan for friends, they don't fucking do it. Not they maybe one day, if that, they don't fucking do it because I don't make them pay and they're not accountable. Sometimes actually saying, no, I'm paying for this, I should do it, is a huge motivation in and of itself.
And I think the one thing, one of you's got to decide who's going to be the one that's leading the charge. Every couple, you can't both be have, you know, two sheep. You need a shepherd. And what you've got to decide, if this is your thing and you want to do it, you're going to have to lead it. So when she says, go and sit on the sofa, you're going to have to say no. You have to dig in. You have to decide. And sometimes it's hard, but everyone needs a leader. And you've got to be the leader in that relationship on those terms. Chloe, it's Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We've done with 20 episodes of Couples Quarantine.
Merry Christmas.
You're fit. Let's get steaming. If you like this podcast,
you
please
just
share.
You said we're not winning any awards for who's good looking. And then you're like, you're really
fit. No, I said you were fit. Go back and watch the tape. I said you're fit. I'm not winning any awards. Thanks so much for tuning in to 20 episodes. We love you guys. Please follow our social media channels, Couples Quarantine, Couples Quarantine Pod. Send your questions and problems and solutions to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. If you like this video, like this podcast, please share, please subscribe, please give us some feedback. Even if you hate us, let us know. I'm James Haskell.
I'm Chloe.
Merry motherfucking Christmas to all of you, and we'll catch you all in the new year.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.